Bus.
Hey, Mike.
We just went to Taco Bus.
Yeah, we did.
You know how I feel about burritos, right?
Yeah, I know how you feel about burritos.
I think if I was
trapped... One in the butt, two in the what?
If it's one of those desert island questions, like you had one thing to eat for the rest of your life, I think I would pick burritos.
I might pick General Tso's or burritos.
Well, burritos are the perfect meal. I mean, it's every single food group all wrapped into one delicious fajita. Anyway, so that was the first time I've ever been to Taco Bus, and you've been there many times, and you've been trying to get me to go.
I love that place. So, what do you think?
I think on the scale of burritos, places I've been, it's the second best burrito place I've ever been to in Florida.
In Florida. Well, I'm in Burrito Border, but...
Yeah, Burrito Border in St. Pete is my favorite on this side of the country. Obviously, everybody knows the best ones are in California.
Yeah, El Farolito. Woo! Represent.
El Farolito.
Fucking amazing.
Chris Policarri doesn't believe me when I tell him how amazing those burritos are.
Well, that kid's fucking retarded. But, I love you, Chris.
Yeah, so Taco Bus, authentic Mexicans.
Very authentic. Perfect. Broken English, perfectly spoken.
Yep, set it right on the side of the bus. And, I got the burrito pernado carne asada and a pineapple guarito.
And I got a burrito pernado pollo with an horchata, which I'm still drinking.
And I have to say, the size of the burrito, a little smaller than I was expecting. The veggies are really good. The steak wasn't that great to me.
I've gotten the steak before, and I'm not a big fan of steak. I like that and the pibil or whatever. I like the chicken, which I got, and then the pibil, which is like a marinated pork that's like wrapped in some sort of leaves, and it's fucking amazing.
Well, I always get the carne asada usually whenever I go to Moe's, even though you have to pay extra for it, which is bullshit.
You have to pay extra for steak at Moe's?
Yeah.
Not on Moe's Monday.
Not on Moe's Monday, but on regular days.
That's retarded. And their steak is gross.
Yeah.
Like the steak at Marco's.
God.
Okay. Keep
on. The steak at the El Farolito place in San Francisco tasted like I was at Shula's, but they just put it into a burrito. And it was amazing. It was the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
I had the chorizo in San Francisco, and that was phenomenal. I know it's more of a breakfast food, but yeah.
I usually always get carne asada or beef. And I got beef at Burrito Border in St. Pete, but I think I'm going to try the carne asada next time because the burritos at Burrito Border are a lot bigger than the one at Taco Bus. They're like the size of that cup.
If you can't, since this is theater of the mind.
And you can't see this cup.
You can't see this cup.
Just imagine a big gulp.
Yeah, imagine a big gulp, but styrofoam.
Yeah, styrofoam, big gulp. And that's the size of a Burrito Border burrito. The prices at Taco Bus, really good.
Price set. What about Burrito Border?
Burrito Border, it was, I got the same thing. Let me think. I got a burrito and chips, because chips come with a burrito, and and a guarito and a churro for like $11.
Well, so they're about the same.
Yeah.
So.
Because a churro is 99 cents.
Yeah.
The Taco Bus does not have churros. I was disappointed.
Well, it's okay. It's a bus.
That's true. With a sink on the front. So, if you're thinking about going to Moe's on Moe's Monday for $5.99, it's $5.99 every day, all day, at Taco Bus, 24
every
hours.
All day!
Burritos are better. It goes Taco Bell, which is the shittiest burrito ever.
But it's great when you're drunk.
And then, I've heard Tijuana Flats sucks, but I haven't been there.
Yeah, but they have that hot sauce bar, which is pretty sweet.
And then Moe's, and then Taco Bus, and then Burrito Border, and then El Farolito for me.
Yeah. Oh, you need to go to Chipotle. Chipotle is definitely above Moe's.
I hear Chipotle's good.
All these burritos are fucking, they're like double the size of this cup.
I hear there's a taqueria on Fletcher that we have to check out too.
Yeah, so.
Burrito adventures will continue.
Woohoo!